So chlorpyrifos is used in the banana industry. They use quite a bit of it. We now move to carbamates, which is the next class. We've gone through OCs, we've gone to OPs, we're now on to carbamates. Now this guy here is called carbamic acid. So we're looking at a carboxylic acid this side. We're looking at an amine functionality over there, so that's carbamic acid. We then make derivatives of it, and they're then called carbamates. So over here we can see that we've got the same carboxylic acid here, but we've turned it into an ester. And over here this amine has been substituted, so it's now methylamine. So carbaryl then is put on at decent amounts. You can see 3 kilograms per hectare. But the nice thing is it breaks down to quite innocuous sort of compounds. So this is a naphthalene ring here. So that naphthalene ring with the oxygen on it becomes naphthol. So the alcohol is naphthalene. The C double bond O here ends up as CHCO2. And down this end, this falls off as methylamine. So we've got excellent biodegradation. We've got low dermal toxicity relative to the OPs. So again, really quite elevated numbers. The bioconcentration factor is quite low, and the half-life, again, is low in the environment. So heaps of people then will be using this around the gardens and on lawns. For birds, things are not quite so good. There's always a bit of a downside to these ones. So for birds, they eat on something, you just sprinkle it on the lawn, things not going well. These ones also, acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, interfering with nerve transmission, and once you block that pathway, then